Hello. Ah, now that I've got your attention, I'd like a quick word about how Cambridge 105 Radio is funded. Our job is to give a voice to those groups who may not otherwise be heard. That may be our support for local music or the charity of the month. You're wanting to know how you can help, aren't you? Well, you can support our advertisers. And when you use their services, say you heard about them on Cambridge 105 Radio. And you can make a donation. It all goes towards our upkeep. We're eco-friendly, but we do have a bit of an electricity bill. Visit cambridge105.co.uk and click on the donate button. And thank you for listening.
But now sitting in front of me, I have Les Ray and Deirdre Murphy. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, good evening. It's sort of, we're all sort of on the cusp, aren't we?
Good afternoon. Yeah.
Nice to have you here. Now, you're here to talk about your long-awaited second album, as it says on the press release, Heartland Soul. It is long-awaited. It's been a bit of a gap, hasn't it? It's between
That's
the
right.
first and second album.
A couple of years, isn't it?
It's more than a couple of years, yes. 2012 was the first album.
2012, yeah. So 6 years.
6 years, yeah. We've been planning it for quite a long time. It's just taken a while to actually make it happen. And circumstances needed to be right. And we've put together a really good band.
Yeah, you've had a bit of life going on in the middle, haven't you?
Just a little bit, yeah.
Which is reflected in some of the songs on the album.
Very much so. I think a lot of the songs have been written with a lot of sentimentality, but also there's a very big political twist in the whole of the tales.
It's true.
Yes, you've had your own life going on, and then there's been all the other stuff going
exactly,
on. But
exactly.
Deirdre, I mean, you've not been well, have you?
Well, I'm in remission from lymphoma, and I've been in remission now for 6 years. In the meantime, I lost my brother in 2013, which was very tragic and something that you never get over, but it's slowly beginning to rebuild my confidence of not having my soulmate around me. And I think a lot of the way that the songs are sang actually allow me to be able to express a lot of the emotion that are written within the songs.
Well, particularly in certain songs, for example, like Carrick Fergus, which is a song that very much reminds you of your brother, doesn't it?
And,
yeah.
So has music been therapeutic, really?
Oh, incredibly so.
Yeah.
Even when I had cancer, we had our band going, and we continued doing gigs and singing. And in fact, what it does, it lifts your spirit and helps you to recover.
Yeah, in part, you know, Our Love Is Music, that track which which was our single, one of the two tracks that are a single, is about that. It's about music being what keeps you going, really.
What keeps you going.
What it's all about, yes. But there are different elements, you know, in the various different songs that refer to. I mean, there's Boxers Always Fight Hurt, which I think is nails it quite a bit, doesn't it? It's about how, it's not just about boxers, it's a metaphor really for how we struggle through life and, you know, kind of take the knocks and keep going.
Well, you mentioned your band there. Tell me about your band, Red Velvet, because it's you two.
Well, it started very much off as the two of us, and then for our first album, we had many people who played with us, but we were very much a duet, weren't we?
We were,
a duo.
Yeah.
And then we sort of wanted to build to a bigger band sound, and seeking out musicians of the ones that we have got, because they are incredible, amazing musicians, really. Brilliant people, because they fit into the way we are about music, but they're also exceedingly good musicians.
That's right, yeah. Versatile, and kind of our sound is difficult to pigeonhole, because it comes to an extent from Irish folk, but there's also country in there, there's blues, there's jazz, and this group of musicians are comfortable with those different styles. You know, our oldest band member is George, and he remembers jazz, you know.
Way back.
We've got 50 years age range between our oldest and youngest members.
Our youngest is 20, I think he's 28 or 29.
Yeah.
Chris Fox, who's a singer-songwriter in his own right, right up to George, who's in his 80s. Yeah. So we won't go in between that, you know.
Well, that just wide appeal of your music. Well, yeah. We're going to play a track called You Put a Spell on Me. Do you want to tell me a little bit about this? We can't play it all, unfortunately, but we'll hear a couple of minutes.
It's our jazzy song.
It's a jazzy, bluesy song, yeah. It's a love song that's, it's kind of, and listen out for Chris's wonderful guitar solo in this.
Send shivers up my spine.
You put a spell on me. I beg of you, set me free. 'Cause I'm too tired. On loving you. You put a spell on me, but some things aren't meant to be. 'Cause I'm too tired to keep on loving you. I can't stop thinking of you, no matter what I do. I can't find a way to keep from loving you. You put a spell on me. I beg of you, set me free. 'Cause I'm too tired to keep on loving you. Magic wand, throw your potion in the pond. 'Cause I can't go on, I gotta stop loving you. From 200 miles away, you're on my mind both night and day. I can't find a way to stop loving you. Take my breath away. Can never find the words to say. It's a price too high to pay to keep on loving you. So please snap your magic wand. Throw your potion in the pond. 'Cause I can't go on, I gotta stop loving you.
I said only a few minutes, but I'm not going to fade that out. That's absolutely wonderful. What a voice, Deirdre. It's just it's so, I mean, smoky and husky. Has it always been like that?
I'm not quite sure. It's sort of,
I've changed it over the years.
Well, I think it has. I think it's got deeper, actually. Maybe that's just age, just wearing it out.
But you also sing with a sort of maturity and, you know, experience. You can hear the experience in there.
I think a lot of the way I sing is a lot of the way I feel and what I've been through. that journey of life. And in fact, there's one song, is it Geo, isn't it? That's what Duo is doing.
Yeah.
Where it actually refers to that,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, she sang with the pain of a life lived, is the line.
That's exactly how I sing all my songs.
Oh, well, it's fantastic to listen to. Is that typical of tracks on the album, or is it a mixture of styles?
It's quite eclectic, isn't it?
It is, yes. There's different styles for different songs, because most of them, well, eight of them I've written. One of them we co-wrote together, yeah. The boxes we wrote together. But the songs that I've written, I kind of write in a style, musically in the style that suits the lyrics, or try to. So El Patron has got a very kind of Latin feel. That's what Duos Do ended up sounding very Mexican, very mariachi from the arrangement. That one you just heard is more jazzy, bluesy. Some of them much more traditional folk, aren't they? Carrick Fergus is very Irish traditional. So it's very, very eclectic.
He writes them all for me.
I bet he does when he knows you're going to be singing them with that voice. Well, I've loaded up El Patron. Mm. I'll play that before 6 o'clock.
Right.
But we have to come to the end of our time with you now, unfortunately. But if people are interested in finding out more about you and your gigs and your albums, it's redvelvetfolk.co.uk.
That's right, yes. Our new website, which Colin, who's not only a drummer, he's also our website designer. He's done a great job. It's got all the information about our gigs, about the album. You've got some tracks to stream and contact details if people want to get in touch. So that's a good starting point.
We will be looking at doing a tour at some point, across East Anglia, and also going into London at some point.
And when's your next live gig?
We've got a gig at the Elm Tree early next month, which is a pub in town that we play regularly at. And we're playing at Royston Folk Club in early May.
But we're working on getting a whole tour line together.
Yeah, we've been sending out the album to get plays, particularly on folk radio shows, and it's being received really well. Particularly in South Wales, so we might well go to South Wales. And said a few plays in Ireland, and even in New Jersey, a station from New Jersey.
I think
we're
the album of the week, aren't we, in somewhere?
We're the album of the week for a radio show that comes out of the Northeast.
Well, you can't get
Liz Franklin show.
No, you can't.
That was lovely. I really enjoyed that track. I look forward to hearing the second one before 6 o'clock. And a quick shout out, because your friend is involved with this, and yours, hopefully, poetry and song concert with Michael Rosen and the Resound A Cappella Choir, which is tomorrow evening. Yes, it is tomorrow evening, is it?
It's tomorrow evening, Wednesday, yes.
At 7th, what day of the week is it? I don't know. Wednesday, 7:30 at St Barnabas Church on Mill Road.
That's right. It promises to be really good.
Yeah, I mean, an a cappella choir, what's not to like about that? And Michael Rosen.
Exactly.
What is not to like about
Exactly, exactly. Well, good luck with everything. And thank you so much for coming in. That website address again, redvelvetfolk.co.uk. And can people order the album from that website?
Yes, well, you can. We have the album available through our record company, which is Clunk and Rattle Records. There's contact details for buying the album from the record label from the website, yes.
Lovely, lovely. And stay tuned. If you enjoyed I Put a Spell on You, as I say, I'll be playing El Patron. How do you say this?
Yes, El Patron y El Diablo.
I'll be playing that.
The Boss and the Devil.
Before 6 o'clock. Thank you.
Thank you for having
Thanks,
us.
Lee.
Very nice.